For Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing therapeutic nutrition counseling for all health problems. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank all of you for listening today. If you're a first-time listener, well, thanks for joining us. If you've been a long-time listener, we appreciate your interest and support. And kind of to introduce you to myself, to especially the first-time listeners, most people know me just as Dar, and they know that I am passionate about helping people use nutrition to feel better. It's a new concept for many, many people. So each week we are on the show, we bring you researched information that makes sense and that will be useful to you. And our co-host today is Cassie Wienitz, registered dietitian, who sees clients in our Wayzata office and teaches many nutrition classes for community groups, business, and, well, welcome, Cassie. It's an early morning for a nutrition discussion, isn't it?
A little bit different for us. You're right. And thank you for that welcome, and good morning to you. Good morning to all of our listeners. If you haven't realized it yet, as Dar was alluding to, we're at a new time. So tune in from here on out at 8 a.m. to listen to us. I have to get my words working this morning. And I was sharing with Dar before we came on the show that I really do think this is going to be a good change for us. All you old listeners out there know that we were typically on at noon. I think we're going to gain even more listenership, if that's possible, with this 8 a.m. time. I think a lot of people are just getting their day moving, maybe making their coffee, making some breakfast. So hopefully it's a better time to really catch the full hour.
I think it will be. Honestly, I do. It may not be the best time for us just because, well, you don't sleep in, but I kind of do, so.
Well, and you deserve to with the long hours you put in, but not on Saturdays anymore. I know for my group back home, it's going to be a good time. Saturdays for us, usually at 8 o'clock, we're eating breakfast, mm-hmm. So I know they're going to be able to tune in because I left them a big note saying, turn the radio on at 8. So to my clan back home, I do need to say hi. Hi to Riley, my little three-year-old. Hi to Marissa, my one-year-old. They should be eating a really healthy breakfast about now, and their favorite thing to have for breakfast is scrambled eggs. Mm-hmm. And we actually just had scrambled eggs last night for dinner, so I'm not sure if Daddy's making it for him this morning or not. But we were talking last night at dinner, my three-year-old and I, about how eggs are good for your brain. Mm-hmm. Of course, we talked about how they build muscle, too, because he's a boy and he's big into having big muscles. But then we talked about how eggs feed your brain. And that's really kind of what we're going to be talking about today. What foods really nourish your brain and how they do that.
So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, how to really feed and care for your brain. So thinking about this, you know, when you order lunch, do you ever stop and think, does this help my brain? I mean,
yeah.
That's a new thought, isn't it?
It might help you determine where you order your lunch from. Or what about those college kids? You know, we're coming up on spring break. You know, there's going to be some college kids with some free time on their hands. And I remember those years. Partying a little too much, drinking a few too many beers. I wonder how many of those college kids realize that all that sugar in their system or all that beer kills off brain cells.
Mm-hmm. I bet not too many. So, or if you're diabetic, you know, when your blood sugars test over 120, do you think that sugar and processed carbs that you ate last night are damaging your brain cells?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that sugar creates a kind of a fire of inflammation, and we know that brain inflammation leads to Alzheimer's. And that's really not a very pretty picture.
No, nobody wants to go there. Dr. Amen, and some of you may have heard of him, he's been doing a lot of specials on PBS. more recently, but he's the author of a book called Making a Good Brain Great, and he talks about how it's really nice when your brain works right because you work right. But if your brain is troubled, you're going to have trouble in your life.
And I really believe, and I bet most people believe this, that brain health is essential to all aspects of a quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Quality, exactly. You know, in the past, scientists really didn't understand, or maybe they just didn't believe that we could change our brain chemistry. But it's really clear now, both through research and clinical experience, that brain cells continue to regenerate, continue to grow when we feed them the right foods and the right nutrients.
You know, if you have a brand new Volvo station wagon, well, that's what I want.
That's what
we know that it won't run on high fructose corn syrup, right?
No.
It needs gasoline. And guess what? Our brain, your brain, doesn't run on high fructose corn syrup and trans fats. And where would we get those? Well, if you're pulling into the drive-thru and grabbing that muffin or that at the coffee house, that muffin has probably high fructose corn syrup and trans fats.
For sure.
What our brain really needs to function is glucose from vegetables and fruits and omega-3 fatty acids from salmon or sardines.
Okay, maybe not sardines this early in the morning. I could do smoked salmon, maybe with some cream cheese. Hold the bagel, right? That
exactly.
would be a lot of sugar. Yeah, some smoked salmon, some cream cheese. I'll wait till later in the day for sardines.
You know, I don't know how many people listened to last Tuesday night. There was a program on 107.1 that was on memory, and Kevin and Colleen, they were broadcasting from St. Kate's. And I listened to most of it, maybe not all of it, but I kind of reflected back and thought, there's something missing in this discussion. And the missing ingredient, of course, was nutrition. And we know that there's so much research on what to eat to support brain function. So how could nutrition not be part of that a very important discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Very important discussion.
Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of people don't make that connection, except us. You know, and we talk about it a lot. And probably, you know, if I had to guess, 2/3 of our consultations, we have clients with concerns about memory or concentration, wouldn't you say?
I would say that's for sure.
At least that many.
Mm-hmm.
They either talk about kind of that fuzzy brain or that lack of focus, or they'll say I'm having senior moments. But again, it's that inability or that inability to focus properly and not have that clear thinking. So really think about that. 2/3 of people have concerns, basically, about their brain function. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about this, what does your brain really look like? You know, we all kind of know what our heart looks like. But for some reason, people really don't have a concept of what their brain looks like. And they haven't seen a brain.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you look at this, your brain is very soft. It's very delicate. And it's more complicated than any computer that has ever been designed at this point. And it's very easy to bruise and damage because it's kind of housed in this skull, which it has sharp edges and ridges and can be so your brain can be damaged really quite easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, think of, you know, a really bad car accident, even though that's not fun to think about, but If your brain got hit, if a semi hit your car going 70 miles an hour, you know, think of what that could do to the brain.
And we actually have somebody in our office that did happen to. And it jars the brain very, very massively when that happens to someone.
You know, I recently had a client that had a brain injury from a physical type of an accident, and just all, and she knew enough to come to us and get the nutrition component
mm-hmm.
too, but
mm-hmm.
it was all the other rehab of just regenerating those cells and making those neurological connections again. It's awful.
And it's getting rid of all that inflammation that's part of the brain, part of the damage. It's like, you know, when sometimes I talk about this, I talk about, you know, how when you sprain an ankle, well, the same thing when you get a trauma to your head. I mean, it could be rollerblading and you fall and you bump your head or something like that. it's the same type of inflammation that occurs in your brain. And so any kind of trauma like that, and I think that's why we've got helmets on for every activity now, and we need to wear them.
Yes, yes.
So the first thing you have to do is really, as much as possible, protect your brain from any kind of physical trauma, if possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then the next step is to protect your brain from toxic exposure. So things like drugs or too much alcohol, nicotine would be another one, pesticides, chronic use of like these anti-anxiety medications that sort of try to focus on the brain, and too many trans fats. We talk about that all the time. All of these types of things are really toxic to your brain.
And, you know, when we talk about alcohol, it's kind of interesting. Did you know that even if you drink four or more glasses of wine on a daily basis, that increases your risk of dementia?
There's some food for thought.
Yes, it is. Even a small amount of alcohol has been found to decrease the size of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the brain, size does matter.
Exactly. And if there are any smokers or tobacco chewers in the listening audience, nicotine prematurely ages the brain. And, you know, I think of a smoker, maybe it's because for years my mom smoked and drank so much Diet Coke. I think of soda in somebody's hand. If you're doing a lot of caffeine, whether it's in soda or too much coffee, really the long-term effects of why caffeine is bad for you is that it really affects your sleep. You're not going to be getting that restful sleep, and that lack of sleep will age your brain.
So we kind of always say, so we have to eat right to think right. And actually, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition for brain health. You know, if you're experiencing senior moments, that lack of focus, depression, mood swings, the key to a smarter, healthier, and happier you is eating the correct foods that support your brain function. Organic eggs cooked in olive oil or butter with a nice plate of vegetables support your brain, while a high fructose, trans fat ridden kind of cereal bar can be damaging. Questions about brain health today? 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud.
FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the role that nutrition plays in keeping your brain functioning at its peak. The brain truly is your most important organ, and it needs constant nutrition throughout the day to function optimally. So if by this point in the show you're wondering, well, what am I supposed to be feeding my brain? First of all, it needs a lot of healthy fats throughout the day. When you look at the brain, over 60% of your brain is made up of fat. So it would make sense that you need to feed it fat to keep it healthy. It also needs a lot of water to stay hydrated. So if you're getting chronic headaches, now that's the brain, maybe it's because you're not drinking enough water. It needs protein, good animal protein, to make our feel-good brain chemicals. And it needs a little bit of sugar or a little bit of glucose every day throughout the day from fruits and vegetables to give it energy.
So, Cassie, we have a caller on the line. So let's take... hi, Chris. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
You have a question for us today.
I do have a question. My question is... I know that there is a blood test, like you're saying on your show right now, with the brain fog and depression, overeating, kind of like anxiety eating, always tired, that kind of thing. I'm pretty confident that there is a blood test that tests like 300 different kinds of vitamins, minerals, proteins, hormones, all of that kind of stuff in your blood system, in your body.
I think there are, sure. There is.
Yeah. You know what those tests are and where you can get them.
I have no idea, and I think that it would
be very expensive.
Yeah, I think it's whether you can get a doctor to prescribe that and to order it for you is the other question. You know, a lot of times when we're working with people, it is sometimes, not that blood tests aren't great, but sometimes you can just look at symptoms and you know exactly what's going on with a person, and you can get them on a better eating plan and all those symptoms go away. And so then you rebalance that biochemistry. And we find, because sometimes blood tests are accurate and sometimes they're not, you know, they don't test for magnesium levels and calcium levels very well. There's just certain things that they're not very accurate at. And so sometimes it's almost better to look at symptoms, because then the person really knows when they start to feel better, and then you can make the assumption that that you've rebalanced the body. And so that's another way to approach some of these things.
And that's something that can be done at Nutrition and Wellness?
Yes, we can. Yes, we do that every day.
And when you come for an initial consult at our office, you fill out, I always tease people, you know, did you do your homework? Because you fill out, like, what is it, an 8-page?
I think an 8 or 10-page
questionnaire type of a thing. So we really get a really good look at really what's going on inside your body. Because as Dar was saying, you can tell a lot just from a person's symptoms in a variety of areas.
And, you know, sometimes we look at what the person is wanting to accomplish first. So if it's brain fog or if it's energy or whatever, we address those issues because we want you to feel the best, the fastest that we can make it happen. Mm-hmm. And if it's something like that, then that's what we address first. And then we try to address all the other health issues that you might be having.
Hmm. Okay.
So give our office a call.
I will.
And you want that number? Or?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, 651-699-3438. And, you know, you can set up at any of our offices with that number.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank Bye-bye. You for the call. Okay, so let's just go ahead and take another caller here. Hi, Sheila. This is Dar. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Can I answer any questions?
Yeah, I had a question about Alzheimer's. It's in my family history, and mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there are just a couple things I could add or take out of my diet that would help me in some way. I am on fish oil and a good natural multivitamin.
You know, we have a lot of people coming in actually as clients because they do have that family history of Alzheimer's and dementia, and they want to prevent it. So we're sort of well-versed on this one. One of the things, and I don't know, I mean, it's hard to know whether a person eats, you know, are you eating anything that has trans fats in it? Because we know that that is the number one thing that you have to eliminate for good brain fat, with good brain health, because our brain is Cassie said, it's 60% fat, and it needs to be this omega-3 fat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and then, Cassie, what else do you think would make sense to for sure to look at?
Cutting back, if needed, on the processed carbohydrates.
Yes.
You know, throw out that idea of the food guide pyramid that's in a lot of people's heads with that grain group at the bottom, because as Americans, we do too many bagels and breads and breakfast cereals, and that all turns to sugar, and that can create inflammation and damage in the brain.
Okay.
So those, you know, get rid of the trans fats, reduce the amount of sugar that you're taking in and the processed carbohydrates, and then add more protein. You know, honestly, I had eggs this morning, organic eggs for breakfast, and I had vegetables with that, I had a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of butter with both of those. And I'm looking at protecting my brain for the next 10, 15, 20 years. And I want my memory, and that's really critical for me. And so that's why I choose to eat that way. And so when people get into thinking, well, no, I'm not going to have a bagel or a piece of toast. I'm going to actually have vegetables because I get a lot of nutrients from vegetables. And from bread, I get just sugar, basically.
Sugar, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, okay. So that protein right at the start of the day and then several times throughout the day, like Dar is saying, is such another – key part because those animal proteins help you build your brain chemicals.
When you're, you know, on the go, what is a good protein thing you could bring with you?
Well, I mean, depending on where what you're on the go for, sometimes cottage cheese and blueberries and walnuts is a great snack to take with you. And it's got all the nutrients, all the things that your brain really loves. The, you know, the antioxidants from blueberries, the omega-3s from walnuts, and the protein from cottage cheese.
You know, another one, Dar, we should put some more work on Corey. We should put that chicken patty recipe up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one, we have a great recipe. It's so moist for these chicken patties, and that one transports well. You just grab it in a napkin, and you can eat that in the car on the go, and that has healthy fat in it as well.
It does. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'd be great.
So maybe we can do that. We can maybe get that recipe up on our website for the chicken patties. You know, I really tried to perfect some things like the chicken patties, and to have as quick snacks for people.
That are transportable. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and every once in a while, you don't want to be doing deli meat all the time, but if you get a good deli meat without nitrates, I like to take that, just spread some cream cheese on it, roll it up. That packs in a cooler really well, and you can eat that while you're driving.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
So I think these are great questions, because that's why we're doing this show today, because what we wanted to do is help people start thinking about what they can do to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. And start now, whether you're 50 or you're 25. You know, even the idea that if you drink, you know, you can have a glass of wine, but sure, maybe if you're drinking 4 or 5 glasses of wine, you're in trouble. So it's getting that information out to people.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We love your question. Thank you for calling today.
Well, thank you.
All right. So I think what we have to do is take another quick break. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing therapeutic nutrition counseling for memory problems. There are many nutritional supplements that support brain health and memory. So stay tuned, because Cassie and I will discuss some of these very important supplements, you know, that we personally use to support our memory. So if you have questions about brain health, 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud on FM 107.1.
Out here the nights are long, the days are lonely. I think of you, I'm working on a dream. I'm working on a dream.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And we're discussing how nutrition supports your memory.
So I have a personal question for you. Do you ever wander into a room and forget what you're looking for, or forget what you're there for? Or sometimes do you forget the names of the people you've known forever? Or do you have senior moments, but you're only 25? You know, it is frustrating. Did you realize that there are many nutritional factors involved with that memory lapse? When we see clients with memory problems, we analyze the source of the memory loss.
Right. And as a mom with 2 young kids, I know about sleep deprivation. And one of the first things we look at is the amount of sleep that somebody's getting and the quality of sleep, because that can certainly play a part in your memory.
So, Cassie, when you're seeing clients and it's sleep is a problem, what do you suggest first?
Well, we know from research that most people need about 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night, really, for their best brain function. So the first step when I see clients is determining the source of their sleep problem and teaching them some good habits. I mean, for some people, it's because they have their pets in the bedroom with them. And so we have to talk through, you know, what could be some solutions there. But if it really seems to be food related, which it oftentimes is, or nutrient related, I talk about maybe a good bedtime snack, maybe some key supplements that will help them get some restful sleep.
And we know that because we see a lot of clients, and many, many of our clients are sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night. And yes, then their focus and memory is impaired.
Of course. You know, and a good supplement, something that works most of the time for people with sleep issues, is magnesium glycinate. It can really help you to fall asleep. It can also help you get into a deep, restful sleep if that's part of the problem. And for most people, to start out between 400 to 6 milligrams right before bedtime, it's usually the answer for most people.
So 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium glycinate. You know, we always talk about magnesium glycinate because it gets absorbed very well. And if you're going to take something, you might as well have it work. Now, sometimes that doesn't answer all the problems. So when we're working individually with people, we sometimes suggest some progesterone cream, particularly if it's a hormonal problem that people are having. You know, sometimes we recommend something that's called 5-HTP, which helps to create a little more serotonin, or another supplement that's called GABA or theanine. So we have a lot of things that we can offer and suggest to people. And again, each person's biochemistry is so individualized that we have to get to the right thing to help people sleep. But it is the number one factor to help people with their memory, isn't it, Cassie?
Yes. You know, I think the statistics are that 1 in 3 people have problems sleeping, and 1 in 5 have problems bad enough that it would be classified as insomnia. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
This is in America.
Yes.
Not every country.
So we had a question that from a caller that didn't want to stay on the line, Cassie, and it was, can you cook your eggs in any way, or does it always have to be scrambled?
I suppose because I mentioned scrambled, and maybe you did too. Any which way. We do fried eggs sometimes at our house too. Just make sure they're a good organic egg. Grass-fed, if you can get it, is even better. But eggs any which way are wonderful for your brain.
So when we kind of want to go back to that, we really have to start eating right to think right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's critical, I think.
Right. I love to quote Hippocrates, who said, "Food is the most powerful medicine known to man." So we have to start thinking about food as medicine. And really, I mean, I bet all the listeners would agree, if you eat right, you feel better. If you're eating junky, you're going to feel junky. And in the long run, it's going to end up affecting your brain, whether it's depression or forgetfulness. At some point in time, your brain function will be affected.
I have a perfect example of a client that I've seen. It's a gentleman, and he's an older man, and he's in an alcohol recovery program. And although he hasn't been drinking alcohol just recently in the last couple of years, he's had a past history of a lot of relapses. You know, before he relapses, and this is sort of a pattern, he starts binging on donuts and cookies and candy bars, along with a large 20-ounce bottle of Diet Coke. He's got this pattern down to a science. And after a few weeks of eating sweets and Diet Coke, he relapses and starts drinking alcohol. So I'm trying to teach him that the sugar in the Diet Coke increases his depression, and by decreasing because it decreases his dopamine in his brain, that good feel brain chemical. Mm. And then when that's reduced, he starts to crave alcohol again.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these things that we think are, oh, you know, so yes, he doesn't have to do this because he has any weight, or he's not trying to lose weight,
or it's not heart health, or
yes.
But it seems, man, isn't there an underlying strong addiction to sugar here? Because the beer certainly is the sugar, and then when he's not doing the beer, he's doing the donuts.
Yes, exactly.
Don't you wonder sometimes when you see these types of clients, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do other countries have these types of problems to the degree that us Americans do? And oftentimes, when I'm seeing clients like this, and I have a recent one that's very similar to your gentleman here, Dar, but I think back and I wonder what they were fed as kids. Because when we feed our kids the breakfast cereals and the frozen waffles or those store-bought muffins, the Pop-Tarts, you know, we are setting our kids up to, one, get really addicted to sugar, but also to have low moods, to have bad behaviors, to have low self-esteem.
And I think that's where when we stop and think about that and what we're feeding our kids for breakfast is the beginning point.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing life-changing nutrition education. With so many people losing their jobs and their health insurance, it's really important to stay healthy. And with so much misinformation provided by food companies, such as there's a current ad, there's a current TV ad that's driving lots of us crazy. It's telling us high fructose corn syrup is a natural product, so it can't be bad.
Can you believe that?
So we need real researched information to stay healthy. And that's what we provide at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We provide you really good information. So stay tuned for more memory tips. We'll be back in a minute.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're discussing nutrition tips for prevention of memory loss if you're just tuning in. And I have another suggestion, yet another suggestion, to keep a healthy brain. And that is to stop drinking the diet soda. If any of you tune in regularly, you've probably heard me talk before about how I had a hard time giving up Diet Pepsi when I came here to work at Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Oh, it wasn't Diet Coke. It was Diet Pepsi.
It was the Diet Pepsi, both of them. Very addicting. But when you like your Pepsi, you don't do the Coke. It's like you have a fondness for one or the other. Yeah, mine was Diet Pepsi. But, you know, one of the reasons why I was determined to give it up is that I know it can make you lose brain cells.
It can. Mm-hmm.
And I need to keep all the brain cells I can. So if you're out there and you're a diet soda drinker, if you have any doubt in your mind about the harmful effects, there's a good article I'm going to recommend that you read. It's by H.J. Roberts, and it's called Aspartame Addiction. H.J. Roberts is a medical doctor. He's the director of the Palm Beach Institute for Medical Research, and this is a really good article to help convince you.
So we do help people get off of Diet Pop at Nutritional Weight
All
and Wellness.
All the time.
And we actually have a special supplement that was designed to support the brain chemistry while you're getting off of Diet Pop. And which brings to mind, we had a question, a caller asked us, what increases serotonin? Well, we know that meat increases serotonin. Mm-hmm. That's what the food source is. But there's a supplement that's called 5-HTP, mm-hmm. which also increases serotonin a little bit. And so for some people, if they take, you know, 50 to 100 milligrams of 5-HTP at bedtime, it will help them sleep a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So we have a caller here, so I think we're going to catch... Hi, Pat. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about cholesterol levels, eating all the eggs.
Well, you know what? We actually need cholesterol for memory. Aha, that's a new way to think about cholesterol, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, and so sometimes when people are on these statin drugs, their cholesterol levels go very low and they start losing their memory as a side effect of it. So we need cholesterol for memory. And eggs, basically, if you eat an organic egg, 50% of that organic egg has omega-3 fatty acid in it, which is exactly the same fat that we have in our brain. So it's, again, looking at the quality of the eggs. And the other factor is we make most of our cholesterol in our liver, and most of our cholesterol is made from eating too much sugar or bad fat.
Yes, so, it's not the cholesterol in foods that raises your blood cholesterol. That's kind of
so another... How many eggs a day are okay?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How many eggs a day are okay then?
Oh, I don't know. I think just a couple of eggs every day. I mean, you don't want to get bored with any food. So that's
variety
what
in everything is good,
well,
right?
I've been using egg beaters, and so...
Well, no, use the real stuff because egg beaters have chemicals in them.
Okay.
And
you
it's
know?
The yolk. We call that yolk liquid gold. It's the yolk that really has all the nutrients that will support your brain and your heart health, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
So great call.
Great question.
We always love these egg calls.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Pat. Have a great day. So we're just, you know, we were talking about the fact that we need to get people off of some of this, the bad stuff for breakfast and on to good stuff. You know, and we're talking about kids eating eggs and maybe whole grain toast for breakfast with real butter and real peanut butter, not that, you know, not the Jif that's got trans fats in it, but real peanut butter. And they feel better. They're focused. They do better in school. They're nicer to everyone.
Yes.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. And as we look at the most important nutrients for our brain, I think we've driven it home, but I'm going to say it again. It has to be the good fats, and the majority of the fat in your brain, as Dar just mentioned with this last caller, is the omega-3 fat. So you hear a lot about the healthy omega-3 fish oils. That's what you want the majority of your brain to be made up of. Again, our brain is mostly fat. The rest of it is water and some key minerals. But the majority is the omega-3 fats, and a lot of that omega-3 is something we call DHA. So if you're eating a lot of omega-3s, you're forming healthy cell membranes, and your cells in your brain are functioning at top speed and communicating without flaw. But if you're eating a lot of trans fats, the Pop-Tarts, the donuts, the processed cereals, or a lot of refined oils, I always think of the brain cells then as being crusty. And if you have crusty brain cells, they can't communicate well. They don't talk back and forth well. And you're not at the top of your game.
So even when you're thinking about a baby's health, a baby's brain, for a baby, the best brain support is to start with breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's high in this omega-3 DHA. And then when it's a baby's a few months old, we recommend foods such as avocados and organic egg yolks. And because, again, we need good fat for the brain so that the brain can grow and be productive. And research has found that breastfed babies are more verbal. They have better fine and more gross motor skills. They're more intelligent. And they have better personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We currently have many classes being taught at our community education facilities. So just check our website for a class near you at weightandwellness.com. We also have nutritionists and nutrition educators available to teach life-changing classes at your workplace. You know, it's a great addition to your wellness program. We can tailor a presentation to your needs. So we even do family presentations. You know, sometimes we have, you know, 6 to 10 family members that want to all change their habits. So they come in for a class. Our number is 651-699-3438 for any additional information, and we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1.
Yeah.
Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're discussing nutrition practices to prevent memory loss. One of the most harmful habits that many people do too much of is too many processed carbohydrates, which in essence just turns into sugar in your body. And it's well known that high blood sugars damage your brain cells. So if you're pre-diabetic, especially if you're insulin resistant, or if you actually have diabetes, give us a call. Our nutrition counselors are well-versed in teaching you how to eat to be satisfied so that you're not starving yourself, but at the same time, keeping your blood sugars balanced and in a normal range.
And before we went on break, we were talking about some important supplements that help keep your brain healthy. And I think most people know that omega-3 is a form of fish oil, and we can also get it in a form that's called DHA, which is oil from the algae, and that really is the brain fat that we have in our brain. The fat that we have in our brain is DHA, and we find it naturally in organic egg yolks. We find it in breast milk. We find it in algae, and again, it's the fat that we have in our brain, so we need that, and I think most people are taking a couple of omega-3 supplements every day now.
And in addition to that, other foods that would be high in those omega-3s, olive oil. So if you're making those organic eggs, fry them in a little bit of olive oil. Nuts are another good source of omega-3s. Avocados, we kind of mentioned that before. A good organic butter has omega-3s in it. So a lot of good, tasty ways to get those omega-3s through real food.
But you want to make sure that you're staying very low in trans fats, not more than 1 or 2 grams per day. And because, you know, and when you're looking at a label, you always look at partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils because they damage the membrane. They damage that little membrane that goes around each one of your cells. And damaged cell membranes equal damaged cells, which equal shrinking brain size, which in turn equals loss of memory and function. So you want to keep your brain the size it was a few years ago. And trans fats interfere with that.
And they're everywhere. You really have to be a food detective and read the ingredient list. Don't just look at the nutrition facts label. Because again, as Dar said, if there's partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils in the ingredient list, like in those cereal bars, certainly in the French fries, I'll tell you that right now, even though you don't have an ingredient list for those. But you need to stay away from those ingredients to avoid trans fats. And as we mentioned before, diet soda is another thing that damages those brain cells. And we kind of got cut off, I think maybe with a question or something, but Dar was beginning to mention a supplement that we have that for some people is necessary to quit that diet soda habit or that addiction, and it's a product called Crave Control. Mm-hmm. And often, just a couple of months on that product, it's something that really helps build your brain chemicals to a level that will aid you in getting rid of that diet soda addiction. Again, it's called Crave Control, and we have had great success with that with the diet soda habits or, you know, addictions, as we call them.
So when we're thinking about fats, you know, there's a study that was published in the British Medical Journal, and it reported that when older people, kind of my age, eat fish at least once a week, they have a lower risk of developing brain problems. And guess what? I eat salmon probably 3 or 4 times a week.
And this is one of the sharpest ladies you'll meet. So,
well, we thank everybody for joining us today, and stay tuned. We're going to be here next week at 8 o'clock. And remember, food can be your problem.
Or it can be your solution.
And we believe it should be your solution.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
The proceeding was a paid program. The views expressed are not necessarily those of the management or ownership of FM 107.